Blog Talk Radio.
Water.
fathers came to your aunt. The method did repeat. Voice came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I renovate in my soul until we make it home. Foolishness is forever gone. Got spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's progress us really quickly. Make up those fathers as 50 souls. We home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. We'd like to say shalom to everyone listening in our and viewing us in our in an audience, for we know the only reason you have tuned in because of your great fear towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only Redeemer, and the only Savior of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you this truth, His words, the truth of Mighty Yah. And so that's what we will do, bring you nothing but the truth. And today we'll be discussing how and what is it to understand, or the understanding of Yahweh. understanding Yahweh. We're dealing with, this week, the seven pillars of righteousness. Because there are pillars of righteousness that we have that are the symbols or the signs of our righteousness. If you want to know what needs to be part of your intestinal fortitude to serve the Most High in righteousness, these seven pillars are essential. Being nice, being kind, and, you know, being a people person is not righteousness in the ways of the Most High. Righteousness, these seven pillars of righteousness, will build your righteous spirit, will construct you, will hold you up, and will allow you to walk in a righteous way. Yet, you can only know of these seven pillars of righteousness if you hearken to the words of Yahweh. And earlier in the week, Moray Ishaya brought to you the first pillar of righteousness, which is something that you can't have. If you don't have it, you can't have any righteousness. And I'll tell you why. I'll first show you what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter. The sixth chapter, the 24th verse. It says in Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 24, "And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he hath commanded us." So, doing what Yahweh said is our righteousness. And if you're going to be righteous and do what Yahweh has spoken, then you must, beyond the shadow of a doubt, have the knowledge of Yahweh. If you don't have the knowledge of Yahweh, then what righteousness can you possibly possess? Following the word of Yahweh, doing his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, this is your righteousness. Therefore, if you don't know about them, if you haven't received the instructions of them, if you haven't obtained the teachings of the Word of the Most High, then you cannot possibly possess any righteousness. And look at the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Just to recap with you what we have dealt with so far with these seven pillars of righteousness. First one, knowledge of Yahweh. And in Proverbs 14, verse 34, it reads here, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." In a way, you sin the easiest and the quickest, fastest way you can sin is by not having a clue on what is right or wrong. And you're just trying to figure it out on your own. And you just say, "I don't know. It looks like food. Smells like food. I'm going to eat it. Then you turn around and find out you done ate an unclean animal, like a pig or an alligator or an octopus. But righteousness exalts the nation. And how are you going to get this righteousness if you don't know about Yahweh? You don't know about his statutes, his judgments, his commandments, his laws? Look in the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter. And in the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, we'll go right to the 6th verse where it reads, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering." And what is that he said he desired? He desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering. So what does this mean? That the Most High is letting you know you got to have a knowledge of the Most High. You got to have a knowledge of Elohim. Because if you don't have the knowledge of Elohim, then you don't know his laws. You don't know his commandments. You don't know his statutes. You don't know his judgments. Therefore, you don't know about him. And therefore, you cannot in any way possible possess righteousness. It's just impossible. It's just the basic foundation, the basic building block, the most essential tool needed to be righteous is to know Yahweh. And in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And this is the whole situation right here. You see, the people of Yahweh, in this land of our captivity, we've been destroyed. And what have we been without? We've been without the word of Yah. Our people have been given false doctrines, lies, false gods, vanities, and things that do not profit. Is what we have been given for 400 years. But Yahweh said that we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We haven't had the knowledge of Elohim. And because we have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall not be a priest unto me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And this is what you're doing. This is what we have done when we do not possess the knowledge of Yahweh. What's the opposite of having knowledge of Yah? It's being ignorant. And if you're ignorant, you don't know. And if you don't know, how can you do what Yahweh said? It's just impossible. To actually have righteousness, you need the essential knowledge of Yahweh. This is the first pillar, which means what? It's the shining light. It's the chief. Just like the first day, the first thing Yahweh made was light. Because you need light to see. You need the knowledge of Elohim to see the path of righteousness. Without it, there's no righteousness to possess. You have to throw away everything. And this is how you know the New Testament and books like it are false and are against Yah's word. For even in the New Testament, it lets you know, for if there had been righteousness by the law, then you would have kept the law. And that's, of course, a lie. Because the only way you can get righteousness is by law. And even in the book of Daniel, the second chapter, still looking at what is the most essential, what is the chief pillar that you need in these seven pillars of righteousness. In Daniel, the second chapter, verse 21, it reads, and he changes, and just started verse 19. It says, then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, who for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. And we're going to break that down a little bit more today. But you see, this is what the Most High does. He gives knowledge to him that know understanding. And how can you know anything without having the knowledge of Yahweh? We can't discuss any other pillar of righteousness without knowing Yahweh. And if you thought you knew Yahweh, but you wasn't being righteous, then you either know Yah and ignore him, or you don't know him at all. And you want to go with you don't know him at all. You want to be ignorant rather than be a rebel. Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So you want to be ignorant and just get the knowledge of Yahweh and not be a rebel. The second pillar of righteousness is to believe in Yah. And of course, how are you going to believe in Yah if you don't know who Yah is? We don't teach like the Christian churches who tell you to strictly just believe in the name of Christ. Don't worry, just believe in them. They don't want to give you knowledge in the churches. They don't want to give you knowledge of their deity. They just want you to believe. But Yahweh, that's not how he operates. You got to have his knowledge if you're going to believe him. If you look in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, or before that, go to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, it states, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Koah. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yehuda, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your Elohim, so you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, so you shall prosper. And to be established in the mighty Yah is to be rooted, grounded, in Yahweh, knowing that he's the one that builds you, but you got to believe in him to be established. And why do you got to believe in him to be established? Why is that the order of two in these pillars of righteousness? Because Yahweh lets you know if you want to be established, you need something to be in the second. So belief in Yah has to be second. Because you got to be able to establish you know Yah. How do you establish that you know Yahweh? How do you establish that you know his law, that you know his judgment, that you know his statutes and his commandments? How do you establish that? By believing in them. By knowing Yahweh and believing in Yah, you are established. Look at what Abraham did in Genesis, the 15th chapter. Genesis chapter 15. Start reading at verse 5, and it says, this is Yahweh speaking. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if you're able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. And he believed in Yah, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Why? Because Abraham knew Yahweh. And because he knew Yahweh, he believed him. And this belief showed forth Abraham's righteousness, knowing that the word of the Most High is the truth, knowing that what Yahweh said, he'll do, knowing that what Yahweh spoke, he shall perform, knowing that what Yahweh has said will come to pass. He believed him. And he didn't let anything take him from that belief. Nobody could convince him against what he told him. His wife could have laughed at him. His friends and his family could have laughed at him, could have excommunicated him, could have thrown rocks at him. But he would have still stayed firm on believing the word of Yah. That's his righteousness. That's our righteousness, to believe in Yahweh. So we shall be established. So we shall be built up. So we shall be proven true. So we can even walk in truth. You cannot walk in truth of the Most High if you don't believe him. Yahweh doesn't want doubters in his kingdom. People that believe him is what he's looking for. This is the righteousness of Abraham. He believed him. But why did he believe him? In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, to show you. And this is what we're talking about. These pillars of righteousness. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10, it reads, ye my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen. So you have to be clear and understand that Yahweh, he chose you to be his witness. So we're not the kind of people that witness to, you know, a wooden stock that's been made some kind of idol out of a tree. How does that look to witness to this thing that doesn't move, that doesn't speak, that doesn't hear, that doesn't see, that doesn't smell, that doesn't taste? It's just this wooden object that's been carved out of a tree. and people witness to it. People point to it and bow to it. People bring offerings to it and offerings to the ministers of it. But Yah said, ye are my witnesses, Israel, says Yahweh, and my servant, you serve me, whom I have chosen. See, I cannot choose you. You have to choose an idol. The idol cannot give you law. You have to create laws according to your idol. The idol cannot elect you. You have to elect yourself for an idol. Yahweh, the only living Elohim, said he chose you. That ye know, first thing, know the knowledge of Elohim. See, he don't want you to be ignorant of him. That's how you know he's not an idol. An idol don't care if you know him or not, because the idol don't think anyway. So nobody's running around like you got to have the knowledge of Christ. No, you just got to believe in Christ. But you got to know Yahweh and believe me, he says. Because that's the second thing. That's the second pillar, to believe Yahweh. That's how you're established. That's how you establish that you know him. When somebody knows something, they're like, look, this is what's going to go down. How do you know? Because I know it. Why do you believe it? Because I know it. Trust it. I know what's going to happen. This is the thing. This is how it works. He said that you may know and believe me. And what's the third thing? What we're discussing today. And understand that I am he. That before me there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. Yeah, the Most High wants you to know, understand, and know, believe, and understand. These are your pillars of righteousness so far. And we're dealing with seven pillars of righteousness. And why is this seven pillars of righteousness? Because Yahweh is holy, and he's set apart. And when he puts that seven on, he's letting you know it's sanctified, it's blessed, it's complete. You don't got to go no further. You're going to have righteousness. And so the third pillar of righteousness is understanding Yahweh. You see, the third thing he mentioned here in Isaiah 43 and 10 was understand. That I am he, that before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. And why do you need to understand? We got to know what understanding is. The world teaches you understanding a whole totally different way than what Yahweh has taught us about understanding. And understanding is something so simple, but so necessary, very intricate and very dynamic, but also simple. And I'll show you how simple it is. In the book of Job, 28th chapter, the 28th verse reads, and to man he said, behold, the fear of Yah, that is wisdom. This is wisdom. You want to fear Yahweh? That's wisdom. Because just like the knowledge of Elohim is essential, is the path to righteousness, the fear of Yah is wisdom. Because fearing Yahweh and the knowledge of Yahweh is on the same track. Because when you fear Yahweh, then you respect him. You honor him. He comes first. So the fear of Yah is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. That's what understanding is. Departing from evil. It's as simple as you're going and you're walking a path. And on the right side is life. And on the left side is death. And Yahweh said, choose life. And as soon as you choose life, you just departed from evil. Evil is anything that is against the word of Yahweh. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Though it is that simple, we, the children of Yahweh, have made this one of the most difficult things. And this is the third pillar of righteousness. Because once you possess the understanding, a good understanding, then you show forth that you serve Yah. And that's what the order of three is. Yahweh's servant on earth. Or Yahweh's messenger on earth. How are you going to be a messenger? How can you be a witness to the Creator? You don't understand. Understanding is departing from evil. And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verse 15 states, see, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, and that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, in his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other deities and serve them, I pronounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness before you this day that ye have set that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. See, this is the same thing. This is understanding. To depart from evil. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, it states, thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Why? Because they didn't have understanding. Even though he said, where's the good way? Seek the old paths, and you will have rest. Do what the old ancients did. But they said, we will not do that. Because why? There was no understanding in them. They didn't have understanding. And what is understanding? To depart from evil. Also, look in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. In the 23rd verse reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knows me." See, if you have understanding, you're going to know Yah, because now you know which way to go. When you had a knowledge of Elohim, you've been taught his statutes, his judgments, his commandments, his testimonies, his laws. You've been shown the blueprint. Then you believe him. But then you walk in the path. You walk away from evil. The choice comes. Are you going to eat the pepperoni or not? Are you going to lay with this woman and you're not married to her or not? Are you going to walk into that church or not? Are you going to pay your tithes or not? Are you going to keep the Sabbath or not? And once you make that choice to keep the Sabbath, to give Yahweh his tenth, to marry that woman, to put away the swine, once you make the choice to do what Yahweh said, what did he say you have? He said you departed from evil. And Yahweh said, if you glory to them that glories, meaning if you're going to boast, if you're going to brag, if you're going to shed light on something, if you're going to gas something up, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yahweh. Yahweh delights in righteousness. Yahweh lives in righteousness. Yahweh walks in righteousness. Yahweh speaks righteousness. And if you want to have righteousness yourself, then understanding Yahweh cannot be overlooked, cannot be negated, cannot be subtracted from the equation. You need understanding in Yah. Look in the book of Psalms 111. In Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever." You see? You have a whole, a complete, that's what good is. It's something that's whole. You have a whole, you have a good understanding. Your understanding is complete now. When what? When you do his commandments. And Yahweh's commandments are by far from evil. Yahweh's commandments are nowhere near evil. Yahweh's commandments are the exact opposite of evil. Yahweh's commandments is good things, which means if you do his commandments, you depart from evil. You leave evil alone. You don't slander your neighbor. You don't revile your judges. You don't lie to one another. You don't commit whoredom. You don't break the Sabbath day. You don't hold grudge because you're doing Yahweh's commandments. This is a good understanding. And just hope. And my hope is if you was doing any of these things, that you were ignorant and not a rebel. Why? In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, verse 29 reads, verse 27 reads, if any soul sinneth through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before Yahweh, to make an atonement for him. It shall be forgiven him. And that's why you don't want to be sinning through presumptuousness. Because what does it say? Verse 29, you shall have one law for him that is sins through ignorance, both him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. But the soul that does anything aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. So if you're presumptuously sinning against the Creator, knowing that what you're doing is wrong, you did not exercise the understanding of Yahweh. Say, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. And that can get you cut off. Yahweh don't want you doing that. That's not showing that you have understanding. That does not give you your third pillar of righteousness, which means it does not give you your proof that you serve Yah. Because the order of three is Yahweh's servant, Yahweh's messenger, Yahweh's witness. How can you witness to something you don't even do? So the Most High is letting you know that understanding is to depart from evil. Also, it's when you do depart from evil, when you do show understanding, what are you showing? That you do his commandments. Look in the book of Proverbs, I believe it's the 4th chapter. And in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, start reading in verse 13. It says, take fast hold of instruction. And what's instruction? Knowledge. Knowledge of Yahweh. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her, for she is your life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. What is the way of evil men? Whoredom. Breaking the Sabbath day. Greed for gain. Murder. Speaking lies. Doing all these things. That's the way of evil men. Even though they've made the way of evil men look glorious. Yahweh said, enter not into the path of the wicked. Meaning what? Depart from wickedness. Depart from evil. And go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Yeah, you see evil men and wickedness. You might know a few of them people. They see you coming down the street. They say, hey, come over with us. You avoid them. You got to go all the way around the block. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not unless they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just, and what is the just? The path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. So you want to walk in the path of the just. But in order to walk in the path of the just, you must avoid, pass not by, turn from, and pass away, and enter not into the path, and go not into the way of wicked and evil men. And when you do that, you're displaying understanding. You're displaying righteousness, because this is the only way to show that you walk in the path of righteousness by departing from evil. You must depart from evil. Look at Proverbs, the 8th chapter. And you got to understand, this is why it's imperative that we take heed to the instructions and the teachings of these seven pillars. Because the first pillar is knowledge of Yahweh. And how are you going to know what the path of the just looks like if you haven't received the knowledge of Yahweh? Yahweh is peculiar. And so therefore, you can't just think that the path of righteousness looks like everybody else's path. Yahweh's peculiar. His path of righteousness is going to look completely different. And you have to know. And on that path, Yahweh's going to promise you some things. Yahweh's going to tell you some things. Yahweh's going to tell you the ending from the beginning. Yahweh's going to let you know the outcomes. Even though you might not see them yet. Even though it might not be the case at the moment, he's going to let you know what happens if you do such and such a thing. And in doing so, you got to believe him. You got to believe what Yahweh said. You got to believe that Yahweh said that the pig is unclean. That the camel is unclean. That the shrimp is unclean. See, those that don't believe y'all are like, man, that's not unclean. And they're going to eat shrimp. Years of eating shrimp. Years of eating swine. Years of eating calamari or octopus. Years of eating clams. Years of eating blood. And years of eating catfish. You finally go to the doctor years down the road. And they say, well, stop eating catfish and pig. and shrimp and octopus. Stop eating all these fatty, greasy foods because your arteries are clogged. You ever unclog the drain? When you unclog your drain, what is it clogged up with? Gook. Just dirt. And so your arteries aren't clogged with some magical clogging substance. No, your arteries are clogged with dirt. Dirt from the pig. Dirt from the shrimp. Dirt from the oysters. Dirt from the alligators. You're clogged. Because you didn't believe when Yahweh said it was unclean. You're not ready for the 400th year because you didn't believe when Yahweh said it was 400 years. And then you got to understand, depart from evil. And Yahweh said in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse, fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. See, when you understand, hating evil is that simple. Oh, I hate that. I don't want to hear. They got the most lewd things going on the television today, on the radio, on your iPod and your MP3 players. The most lewd words being spoken that I can't even repeat. But they're evil. If I'm listening to the radio and some of these lewd things come on, I have to change the terms. Like, this is lewd. That's just pure evil. They got songs just singing about just doing evil like it's magnificent. They got programs out there, people just doing evil like it's just the way to be. But if you fear Yah, you hate evil. And if you have understanding, you hate evil. You depart from this. Why? Because Yahweh told you to choose life, to choose good. Yahweh lets you know that his statutes, judgments, laws, commandments, his word, doing his word, is your righteousness. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, verse 5 reads, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this is a great nation. Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Why are they wise and understanding? How are you an understanding people? Because you're a people that depart from evil. Surely this is a wise, which means what? A Yah-fearing and evil-hating people. These people fear Yah. These people hate evil, which means these people won't spread propaganda. What kind of world will it be? Let me show you in the book of Isaiah. The 2nd chapter. This is the kind of world it's going to be when Israel finally becomes who they should become. In Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, the 1st verse, the word of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Yehuda in Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Many people shall go and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, and he will teach us of his ways, and we walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O you house of Yaakov, come ye, let us walk in the light of Yahweh. This is what the world will be when Israel, when Yah's house is established above all houses, when the world will come to Yah's house to learn his law. Won't even learn war anymore, because they're going to depart from evil, because they're going to have understanding, because this is what understanding will teach you. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3 says, and he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fat calf together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow shall bear the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for all the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. That's what happens when you have the knowledge of Yah. Righteousness reigns. Lions won't even kill anymore. Bears and poisonous serpents won't even bite your child, because not knowledge of Yah will be upon the earth. Understanding will be in the earth, which means evil will not reign as it does today. Even in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter, start reading in verse 7. The way of the just is uprightness. You most upright, do weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desire of our soul is to your name. and to the remembrance of you. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And why? Why, when your judgments are in the earth, will the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness? Because when Yah's judgments are settled in the earth, you'll learn how to depart from evil. You'll learn how to believe in Yah. You'll learn the knowledge of Yahweh. This will change the world. This will bring about a revolution like never seen before. When the world learns righteousness. And why is the world going to learn righteousness now? Because Yahweh has scattered the children of Israel throughout the whole world. And because of this dispensation, this disbursement, Yahweh is going to create a worldwide event in which Israel is brought home from the four corners of the earth. And when the world sees this, they're going to see the glory of Yah. And this is what's going to happen. And this is all showing you how departing from evil, understanding, brings about glory to the Most High, brings His word to the world. In the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter, verse 20 says, "Thus saith Yah, and it shall come to pass that the inhabitants of many cities and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray before Yahweh and seek Yahweh of hosts. I will go also. Yes, many people and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is of Yehuda, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you." And if they're going with you, then you're not walking to evil. You're not walking towards evil men. You are walking towards the Most High. You're going straight home. You're going to Yah's house. And they want to come with you because you are displaying understanding. They want to grab hold of your skirt because you're displaying understanding. Because you're a witness to the Creator. You're a messenger to the Most High. You're a servant of the Almighty. And this is the order of three. And this is the third pillar of righteousness, which lets you know if you want to display righteousness, if you want righteousness to be on your loins, then you have to depart from evil. In the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verse 11 says, Depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out from the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. The Almighty is letting us know to get away from Babylon, to separate ourselves from Babylon. sever yourself from this wicked nation, this unclean place. And how do you do that? With understanding. Even in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And how, Zechariah, the second chapter. And how can you depart? How can you avoid touching anything unclean? If you don't know what's unclean, if you don't believe it's unclean, how can you do that? You can't. If it's unclean, you gotta know it's unclean. If it's unclean, you gotta believe it's unclean. And why? Because Yahweh said so. And you only know it's unclean and believe it's unclean if you hearken to the Creator. If you have the knowledge of Yahweh, then you know that's unclean. And not only that, you believe it's unclean. And you don't touch it, so you understand that it's unclean. So the Almighty said in Zechariah, the second chapter, the sixth verse, Ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, says Yahweh. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, says Yahweh. Deliver yourself, O Zion, that dwell with the daughter of Babylon. So deliver yourself. Don't go and become assimilated into Babylon. Depart from this evil way. And the only way that happens is with understanding. Even look in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse. It says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. And why is knowledge of the holy understanding? Because when you depart from evil, you're walking towards the holy thing. You're doing something that's holy. And of course, when you do Yahweh's commandments, you're being holy. And they're saying, well, is this the only way to have a good understanding? Is this the only way to have righteousness? Can't I just know the laws of the United States Vise Code? Can I know the laws and the statutes of the Constitution of the United States? Doesn't that make the right person a good and upright citizen? Well, they made it an acceptable statute that same sex can be married. They made an acceptable statute that you can end the life child in the womb. They make it acceptable statutes that if you voluntarily slaughter a person, which they call voluntary manslaughter, they don't give you the death penalty. There are statutes upon statutes in the United States Revised Code that are pure evil. So no, being a good citizen of America does not make you righteous. Being a good citizen of any country does not make you righteous. The only nation that has laws that will make you righteous is Yahweh's people. They are the laws that make anyone righteous. If anyone wants to be righteous, they must do the law of the Most High. In the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter, verse 1, it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, that departs from evil, that keeps his hand from doing any evil." He departs from evil. He says, "You're blessed, son of man," man period, not just Israel, but man period. "Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh, unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give my given my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, and they shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh, serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant," which means they departed from evil, "even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." Yahweh, the Master Yahweh, which gathers the outcast of Israel, saith, "Yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him." See, even the whole world can depart from evil. Even the whole world can have understanding and will. Even the strangers, even the eunuchs. All you got to do is depart from evil. All you have to do is take hold of Yahweh's covenant. Are we doing this? Is this what we're doing today? Or are we finding ways to be as wicked as we can? Look what the Most High said in the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 14th verse. "The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness." If you have understanding, then you're going to continuously seek the word of Yah, because you want to remain away from evil. You want to remain in the path of righteousness. Even in the book of Proverbs, the 2nd chapter, it says in the 1st verse, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you may incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. Then shall you understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up a sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the path of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yes, every good path. If you seek this understanding and this knowledge of the Most High, then you'll be in the good paths, in the good ways, and not caught up in evil. Even look in the book of Psalms 119. And what are we discussing? Understanding Yahweh. What does it mean to have understanding? This is the third pillar of righteousness. And if you want to be righteous, the third pillar is essential. The first pillar, the knowledge of Yahweh. How in the world can one claim they're righteous when they don't know about Yah? Somebody say, man, that's a righteous person. Are they righteous? Do they keep Yah's Sabbath? Nah. Do they keep Yah's holy days? Nah. Do they eat swine? Yeah, they eat swine. Are they married or is they just shacking up? No, they shacking up. But why are they righteous? And that's just a nice person right there. He give you the shirt off his back. Well, that's good, but this man ain't righteous. Or woman ain't righteous. They don't follow the laws of the Most High. You ask them, you know about Yah's laws? No. Who's Yah? How can they be righteous? I'd rather them say, they don't know. So when you tell them, they do the right thing. But woe unto them that know the right way and refuse it. You're not displaying understanding. And you're not displaying you believe Yah. And you're not displaying you know Yah. All you're displaying is that you are real. But Yahweh, he wants you to have understanding. And in Psalms 119, verse 99, it reads, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Which means what? His teachers didn't meditate on Yah's teachings. Because if they did, he couldn't say that. I can't say I know, I understand more than my teachers because I meditate on Yah. If my teachers was meditating on the Most High. Because why? Because then they would have the same or even more understanding than me. But this man obviously saw, man, I meditate on Yah. So I have more understanding than my teachers. I can see and know how to depart from evil even more than my teachers. Because I've been meditating on Yahweh's testimonies. Because I know Yahweh. Verse 100 says, I understand more than the ancients. Because I keep your precepts. Well, obviously these ancients didn't keep the precepts. Just like our forefathers. They didn't keep the precepts. But once you do, you can say that. You departed from evil. You walked in the ways of the Creator. Even look in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. In Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 6, it says, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the water of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and he swore by him that lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my master, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, meaning the wicked ain't going to change what they're doing. The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked, not one of the wicked, shall understand. Why? Because they're wicked. They're evil. They don't depart from evil. They rule over evil. They craft evil. They walk in wickedness. So don't think that the wicked have any level of understanding when it comes to the Most High. None of the wicked shall understand. Not any preacher of Christ. Not any teacher of Islam. Not any sage of the Metuneter, not any wise man of the East or the West. If they wicked, they should not understand. But the wise shall understand. And why? The wise understand because they will possess the knowledge of Elohim. The wise believe Yah, and the wise will understand. The wise will see the word of Yah in the end and see the revelations the Creator has brought forth, and they will understand. They will depart from evil. They will believe the Most High. They will possess the knowledge of the Creator. And in doing so, that which has been closed and sealed to the time of the end, in the end, the wise will open those books. And why? The last scripture is Proverbs, 3rd chapter. 5th verse, where it reads, we'll start at verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. And what is mercy and truth? The law of God, his word. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Have understanding. And this is the real last scripture. Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you get understanding. Depart from evil. Get the knowledge of Yah. Believe in Yah. But depart from evil. That shows you have a good understanding. That shows you didn't just get the knowledge for yourself to sound smart or cool. That means you can back up your belief. You can back up this knowledge. You can show that you're a servant of the Most High. Like he said in Isaiah 43 and 10. Ye are my witnesses, save Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know, believe me, and understand that I am he, and that before me there was no Elohim for, neither shall there be after me. And if you know Yah, you can witness to that most glorious, magnificent fact. That Yah is one and there is none else. Hallelujah. Till tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Beginning of a new way. You could never be a king. Yahudah Zim